Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge, all the way from the prison colony of Melbourne, Victoria, Australia. No, it's not super funny anymore, and it's getting pretty scary to live here. And my fairy tale has definitely ended. It was something I wrote about in my autobiography, how much I loved Australia and how important it was, and how it had done such a 180 from its origins of being a prison island where the UK sent criminals to becoming a paradise island of love and virtue and freedom. And they allowed us to believe in these progressive principles that Australia lived by for the longest time. These are the progressive principles that Joe Biden is still feeding as a bucket of lies to Americans, which is really sad because we're the other side of it. And it's funny, Australia is usually a little bit behind the curve when it comes to international trends and international politics. And this time we are literally the proving ground. We are the model. And if there's one thing that we've learnt here in Australia, it's that, as you know, politicians lie. It's all they do. It's all they are there to do is to shield us from the truth by making as much noise and blunder as they can so that we focus on the things they're happy for us to focus on. And they really don't care if it's stuff that upsets us or stuff that feels like it's not just or that hurts us. They really don't care what we're focusing on or what it does to us physically, psychologically or emotionally. As long as we're not focusing on what they're really doing, and of course what they're really doing and what they are always doing is based on money and business. Which is a bit dull and a bit boring, and most of us really just got on with the business of living, didn't we? And we didn't worry about that stuff unless we were running our own businesses, and they were usually small to medium, and we were happy with that. And I think when most people got to the point where they could buy their brand new Range Rover and have a home and an investment property, they were pretty much a gun. But yeah, they didn't even want us to have that. And in truth, we never did have that. And I'll explain a little bit more why later on. So if there's one thing I've learned in the past couple of weeks, and I have spent the last couple of days as a mother just reeling from the footage of Kyle Mitchell, who is a young construction worker who went on one of these anti-vaccine mandate marches in Melbourne, Victoria, a couple of days ago, not yesterday, the day before, the second day. And he is a lovely young man who stood in front of cameras, press cameras, was actually on the news, I think, saying, we don't want the police to harm us. We don't want to harm the police. He could tell he was extremely genuine and honest with what he was saying. We want them to stand with us. We want to be together in this. And then later on, he got shot in the head by a rubber bullet and they cracked his skull open. Now, a lot of rumors were flying around the internet, understandably, because someone had videoed this guy because they believed he was dying, lying on the floor. There was so much blood. So they'd videoed him as a public record, and he was sort of delirious, of course. You could barely see his face. And the person videoing him with their phone said, "Tell us your name. What is your name?" And he managed to say, "My name is Kyle Mitchell, and my head is cracked open." It was one of the most sickening acts of brutality I've ever seen against a young man. At this point, I believe he had 17 stitches. The police that did this to him didn't call emergency services. They left him lying on the roadway bleeding, you know, to death, essentially. He's one of us filthy, unvaccinated. So I guess bleeding to death after an assault is fine. So I believe for about a 24-hour period that this young boy was dead. And, the whole world fell apart. I'll be honest with you, the whole world fell apart because that young man is all of our children. He's all of them. He actually said he didn't want any problems with the police and they shot him. Even the police I'm friends with can't deal with what's going on. They've taken leave, literal leave, you know. I'm taking my leave, I'm taking weeks off because they don't want any part of this and they don't understand what's going on. And we've got these videos now going around, and they're absolutely true, where there are police in our city who aren't wearing any name badges, aren't wearing any police numbers. Don't know what that's all about. I think we can guess. Police that I know say they must have come in from the countryside and that they do seem to be driving like 4x4 police cars. So they're assuming they're rural police that have been brought into the city to help. But there's also kind of army guys running around and just tackling people to the ground and treating them like full-on enemy combatants. And I know a few blogs and podcasts and social media platforms have shared those. And we really don't know what's going on. Australia as a progressive country was like, felt like a hippie colony to me. And even though I was a centre-right conservative, I liked the freedom. I wanted my children to grow up here among the freedom with the spiders and the snakes. And that's why you see a lot of Aussies take their children and their dogs to these marches, because essentially, they want it to be like a picnic, a sit-in, very much like the 60s and 70s, And you're sitting there in the sun and you're singing and this, that, and the other. And I know that yesterday they negotiated with the police to leave peacefully. There was a bit of confusion there because at the shrine, because some people did leave via the means the police had suggested and then got arrested. So the sort of large majority of the protests were nervous to leave that way because they'd sort of been double-crossed. But eventually they did go. And then there were some, stragglers left behind, but also there were some children there, and as I'm sure you've seen on social media, they opened fire on them. So I need you guys to understand something. All over the world, I need you to understand. You cannot comply yourself. You cannot comply your way out of tyranny. That's always been the case throughout history. You cannot comply your way out of tyranny. Because those who have complied are still living under tyranny. So I bought one of those construction builders, air quality tester things. And indeed, the air inside a mask, when you wear it, even just for a couple of minutes, any kind of mask, the surgical mask, the cloth mask, sets the alarms off in the machine that builders use when they go underground or into mines or into somewhere where there might be a gas leak or not enough oxygen or methane. And you can buy these detectors, any of you can buy them until they stop us buying them. You can get them online and get the ones that test for four different gases: carbon monoxide, methane, all of that, low oxygen, poor oxygen level. Wear your mask for about 60 seconds and then put the tube inside the mask and continue to breathe. The alarms will sound at such a blistering rate to tell you to get out of the environment you are in. Get out. It is not conducive to human existence. You're being damaged. And yet, our apparent chief health officers globally are telling not only us to do that, but our children, because they're being damaged. Proof that you cannot comply your way out of tyranny. Joe Biden just told the United Nations Assembly, and if you're not really aware of who the United Nations Assembly are, they're your new government. Yes, that's right. He was reporting to all of us new government in the New World Disorder. He was reporting to his bosses at the United Nations Assembly, or what used to be called the United Nations, the UN Assembly Council, who are now, I believe, our new governments. Saying that, as I will explain in a moment, governments don't really mean very much because they simply work for a corporation. All politicians are paid puppets, there to hide the truth in a way that's palatable to the idiots being us. Proof that you cannot comply your way out of tyranny is that Joe Biden just told his bosses at the United Nations Assembly that it will take collective political will to force the COVID-19 vaccine into the global population. Again, he said it will take collective political will to force the COVID-19 vaccine into a global population. Does that sound like anything you signed up for, vaccinated or unvaccinated? Doesn't sound like freedom, does it? Look, I think it's time to acknowledge that we don't have any freedom, do we? We don't have any freedom unless they allow us to have it. We have as much freedom as these people allow us to have, and they're done allowing us to have it. When I saw Carl Mitchell lying on the footpath with his skull cracked open, because he just wanted to go to work, like he always had, like his parents and his society had told him he should do, when they told him to not do drugs, to not be a loser, to go to work, to pay his taxes. The police will protect him. He has a right to protest because he's free. And it was all a lie. Because the illusion of it was there, but it was temporary because they had suspended the truth, and the truth is now upon us. I want you all to look at Carl Mitchell's face on my social media. Could have been me, could have been you, could have been your child. Okay, he's a young man. He made his own decision to go. But he is not a criminal, and he is not an enemy of the state, and he was not a bad guy, and he is young. Young. One of these young guys on a building site. These people disgust me that are at the end of their life like Klaus Schwab. And you can say, well, maybe they'll get what's coming to them. They'll pay somewhere. They'll pay a higher price. We have to tell ourselves that, don't we? Otherwise, we'll go insane when it comes to bad people. Maybe they won't. Maybe when they die, the light goes off and that's that. We can't know. We don't know. I hope that he's paid in the sense that he's lived inside a dark, disturbed, ugly, clearly unhappy place in his own mind, where the freedom, health and happiness of others, those coming up after him, the young of this globe, this world, he wishes to destroy all of that. It's one thing to destroy people financially and psychologically and emotionally and make them feel like failures as people, but to destroy their health with your poison vaccine. I'm afraid it's time to say no. because those who have received it are going to need the help, possibly the blood transfusions, of those of us who haven't. And we need to stand together because we have fallen directly into their trap. And I've noticed, after being deplatformed from Twitter with 30-odd thousand followers after 11 years, that the rancid, boot-licking journalists and celebrities and social media stars who are sucking up the brown ass of the government as far as their disgusting noses will go, they all have their account and their blue tick because they want you to listen to them. They've deputized them as corrupt little soldiers. And they're too far gone in the cult to be saved. I'm assuming they have the courage of their convictions and they've been vaccinated, so they'll find out the truth soon enough. But some information was sent to me this morning that is really disturbing when you have a look on paper or in this new world online. The document that was sent to me and the information was, who owns Australia? And I thought, who owns Australia? No one owns Australia, surely. Australia is a sovereign nation, blah, blah, blah. Can't be, can it? Where's the Queen when you need her? Eating lobster and caviar, one assumes, and not giving a crap about the people of Australia. So next time royalty descends on these shores and walks along a crowd of idiots to shake their hands and wave the royal wave, you make sure you boo them and you make sure you let them know they're about as unwelcome as it's possible to get. I supported the royal family. I supported the Queen. Hell, I even impersonated the Queen in a comedy skit on my radio show to be a lovable, lovable wife there with Prince Philip before he died. And it was literally my favourite part of my radio show, pretending to be the Queen of England. Now you can all swing because you've betrayed us all and we see you for what you really are. The curtain on The Wizard of Oz has well and truly been pulled back. So this question, who owns Australia? Me, like, duh, don't be ridiculous. Well, have a listen to this. There is a company in Australia called Pecker Maru Pty Limited. Pecker Maru Pty Limited. Pecker, P-E-C-K-E-R, Maru, M-A-R-O-O-P-T-Y, Limited. Now, there are 52 businesses under the umbrella of Pecker Maru Pty Limited, who is seemingly owned by two people who don't exist anywhere. In itself, suspicious. What's really odd about this company is that when you own a company, and I do, the ABN for that company is public. The status of the ABN, whether it's current, whether it's been cancelled, ownership and trading status of businesses has to be public information, because if you're someone that wants to enter into a contract with that company, wants to give or receive a loan from that company, or do business with that company, you have a legal right to know its Australian business number status, its ABN. If you go to the ABN of Pecker Maru Pty Limited, it has been suppressed. It says it's been suppressed. So I guess they're not too worried about people being suspicious of them as a business. But it also sort of suggests this two-tier society that we now discover we live in, that we had no idea of before, when we thought we were a sovereign nation and we had a government. Some of the 52 businesses that trade under Pecker Maru Pty Limited are staggering in their reality. One of the businesses is called King of Australia. Okay, we can't know what that is, right? It could be a biscuit. We don't know. Other entities owned by Pekamaru Pty Limited with a suppressed ABN are the Labour Party Australia, Labour Party Australia, the Liberal Party Australia, Liberal Party Australia. There is no politics, ladies and gentlemen. They're both owned by the same entity, funded by the same entity. Interesting. They also own births, deaths, and marriages. They also own a company called Checkmate Empire. Not worrying at all. Like, duh. They own the New South Wales Office of Fines and Penalties. I'm sure a few light bulbs are going on now. They own the Registrar General's Office. The Registrar General. The Registrar General controls the military position and controls the government. This is a privately owned Australian company called Pekamaru Pty Limited, whose ABN is suppressed. They own Sydney Water, the Office of Stamp Duty, the Property Regulatory Team, the Property Regulatory Office of New South Wales, the New South Wales Revenue Office, the New South Wales Office of State Revenue, the Office of Land Sales, the Office of Transport, Roads and Maritime, the Land Title Registry Australia. Yeah, now it's time to panic. The Office of the Registrar General. What do they say they are? What do they say they are on their little spiel? You want to know what they say they are? They say they're a real estate agent. A little one. Owned by someone called Stephanie Charlton, who seemingly doesn't exist anywhere. Because apparently it's now coming to light that in Australia, even if you own the home you're in, even if you've paid off the home you're in, legally you are still just a tenant. What is being claimed is that Australia is in a total suspension and that we have no government. I know that while Victoria burns, Scott Morrison is apparently in the USA. Dan Andrews is nowhere to be seen. They also own the Justice Office, New South Wales, the Health New South Wales Office, Law Enforcement New South Wales, Medicare and Medicare Private. So you're controlling governments, taxation, land, law enforcement, Medicare and justice. And you're a private company called Pekamaru Pty Limited with an ABN suppressed, not for public knowledge. COVID-19 arrived in Australia in March 2020. That's actually when I had it. 90 days later, all of these departments became privately owned. During this time that they became privately owned, we were in lockdown. There is now a growing consensus that all government departments are believed to be in suspension and that government will become null and void, the government that we know as we know it. I hope that when we discover how many people have lied to us, that we are able to prosecute them and arrest them, because they are clearly a hazard to human health. And it all goes back, apparently, historically, to this issue of Terra Australis, which was a Latin name for Southland that was not the original name for Australia. Originally, it was called New Holland, and then it was changed to Terra Australis. And this all happened by these politicians who we now know are shadow puppets for corporate empires. So the Queen wanted Terra Australis, but found it was already taken by the indigenous tribes. And even today, children in school, in assembly, say before every assembly, we acknowledge the sacred lands that our school is built on that belongs to the indigenous tribes of this nation. Very interesting. It's quite a long speech, a very respectful speech that they always have to do. And any public speaking has to do the same. Interesting. It's interesting because they are driving out medical staff 4-1 to Indigenous communities to vaccinate them. So what the Queen did, wanting Terra Australis, is she went to Norfolk Island, which was not populated by anyone, just a little island, made it a territory and registered that territory of Norfolk Island as the Commonwealth of Australia. That was registered, I'm told, under the Securities and Exchange Commission of the USA. I have no idea why. But I know that this rabbit hole gets deeper and more bullshitty with every day. But here's what's believed to be the case and why so much of this is happening, and why they're getting away with treating Australians the way they are. Australians like Carl Mitchell. Citizens of the Commonwealth of Australia, so whether you were born here or you became a citizen of the Commonwealth of Australia, are actually a foreigner to Terra Australis. Because Norfolk Island, which is the territory that really gave you citizenship to the Commonwealth of Australia, is actually the territory, meaning that in Terra Australis, in Australia, all citizens are foreigners. These are the laws, ladies and gentlemen, that they are now reaching for a deep dive in order to get away with what they're doing. We're asking, aren't we, how come the Constitution doesn't work? Why isn't it working? Why are Australians being treated like animals? This is a suppression of the people. This is a chemical lobotomy, a psychological lobotomy using the media. And I am very, very worried about where this is going. According to this corporate map of how this is going down and how they're getting away with this, because everyone has been lied to. People who were born here, people who bought property and land here. It's all been a lie. As soon as you sign a title, the title's office and the land registry is owned by this corporation. So as soon as you sign those titles, you apparently sign them over via contract to this entity, who can take them at any time because you're essentially just a tenant. That is why New South Wales are changing all of their titles onto a digital registry, because they will flick a switch and say, sorry, you need to pay rent. Sorry, you need to get out. I believe internationally there's a way around this. You can retitle and re-register your land somewhere else, and it's something you guys really need to look into. But one of the most worrying aspects of this, if this is true, if this is what they are operating under, and it seems like they are, it means our police force is not a police force. They are paid mercenaries working for a corporate entity, and therefore they are an enemy of the people. And what have we seen this week? What have we seen this week? We have seen police officers seemingly behave like enemies of the people. This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.